Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. We're covering top stories from the Australian industry this week. Let's start with the federal court's recent decision on COVID business interruption claims. On September 24th, the court dismissed proposed class actions against four insurers, including QBE and Hollard. The move now requires policyholders to file claims individually rather than as a group. Involved legal firms such as Gordon Legal and Slater & Gordon have updated the policyholders about their rights. Notably, IAG applauded the verdict while urging clients to submit their claims separately. Justice Michael Lee's ruling focuses on procedure, not claim validity, as highlighted by John Burrill. Policyholders need to understand their rights and act promptly, especially considering the nearing six-year statute of limitations. Transitioning to road safety, AAMI has released insights from their Decade of Driving report. It's revealed that male drivers account for 54% of accidents, and drivers aged 65 above contribute to 26% of crashes. Fridays, particularly from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., are the peak accident-prone hours, according to 4.3 million claims. Melbourne's Plenty Road in Bundoora carries the unfortunate title of the country's most crash-prone location. We can't stress enough how education about safe driving remains crucial, despite advancements in vehicle technology. In the reinsurance sector, Tower has upgraded its catastrophe coverage, reinforcing growth and resilience against large-scale events. From securing multi-year agreements with global partners to increasing its catastrophe cover ceiling, Tower is poised for long-term stability. More encouraging is the projected drop in reinsurance costs from 13.9% to an estimated 11% of total income this financial year. We look forward to the company's annual financial results in November. Lastly, let's head over to Melbourne, where Build America Mutual, a well-established mutual bond insurer, is setting up shop. It's joining forces with the Australian and New Zealand infrastructure sector to cover bonds and loans for significant projects like electricity systems and transportation networks. With an estimated $293 billion needed for infrastructure over the next 5 years, BAM's introduction promises affordable solutions. Andrew Bevan, leading the regional operations, expects increased investment, lower costs, and enhanced market access resulting from BAM's guaranteed proficiency. And that's the wrap for this week's insurance news. For more insights, head over to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off. Stay informed and safe, Australia.